now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. We start with news from former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. What is she in the news about? Well, she's recently been hired at a whopping $400 an hour to investigate alleged corruption by Dalton, Illinois Mayor Tiffany Hinyard. That's right. That's the very same Lori Lightfoot who blamed her re-election loss on being a black woman in America is now the czar of corruption. And in her lengthy to-do list, where she'll get paid $400 an hour, it includes tracking down millions in unpaid bills and probing a lavish taxpayer-funded Las Vegas trip by Mayor Hinyard and her cronies. And Lightfoot is bound to follow the facts. I certainly hope the facts keep up with her $400 an hour. Dalton residents are understandably skeptical that the former mayor of Chicago is the right person to clean up their town. In more encouraging news, however, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, that's the NAIA, they've taken a bold stance for fairness because they voted unanimously to ban male athletes who identify as female from competing in women's sports. Good for them. They rightly recognize that males have inherent physical advantages that make competition against females fundamentally unfair. Mattel has launched a new inclusive version of the family favorite Scrabble game, and they've done it for the participation trophy generation. It's called Scrabble Together, and it features a double-sided board with a regular competitive side and a you're all winners side with helper cards and challenges. Isn't that lovely? I mean, my goodness, a word game is too mentally taxing that we have to give you helps so you don't feel left out when you don't win. The purpose of the game when it was invented was to increase the vocabulary of people and help them become smarter. Now it's just mean for anyone not to feel smart. Everyone has to be able to feel smart. Thanks, Mattel. Finally, some news we can all cheer about. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has continued to fight the good fight against crime, signing a new law to crack down on retail theft and porch pirates. Yeah, I can't stand those porch pirates. The law increases penalties for those offenses and includes enhanced felony charges for theft rings and those who use social media to organize theft flash mobs. And that's the polar opposite that the soft-on-crime approach states like California and New York are taking. Governor DeSantis seems to recognize the importance of deterring crime and holding criminals, I don't know, accountable? And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.